Bhagavatam class, I'm going to spend about 5 minutes or so showing some pictures of the ISKCON temple in Riga, Latvia, where I was on my last trip to Europe. This is at the encouragement of Archie Dadas, who more or less insists on these things. So, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 26, The Hellish Planets, Text 27. I'll read the Sanskrit, its prose. Yet viha vai dasyavog nadya garuda graman sartan va vilumpanti rajano rajabhata vatamschapi hi paretya yamaduta vajradamstraha shvanaha sapta shatani vimshatish cha sara basam Kadanti. So we can repeat the synonyms together. Yay.
Yay.
Persons who?
Persons
to.
To.
But.
Iha.
In this life.
In this life.
Vai.
Vai.
Indeed.
Indeed.
Dasyava.
Dasyava.
Thieves and plunderers.
Plunderers.
Agnidaha.
Agnidaha.
Who set fire.
Who set fire.
Garadaha. Who administer poison. Graman, villages. Sartan, the mercantile class of men. Va, vilumpanti. Or vilumpanti, plunder. Rajanaha, kings. Rajabhataha, government officials. Va, or tan, them. Cha, also. Api, indeed. He, certainly. Paretya, having died. Yamadutaha, the assistance of Yamaraj. Vajradamstraha, having mighty teeth. Shvanaha, dogs. Saptashatani, 700. Vimshati, 20. Cha, and. Sharabhasam, voraciously. Khadanti, devour. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. In this world, some persons are professional plunderers who set fire to others' houses or administer poison to them. Also, members of the royalty or government officials sometimes plunder mercantile men by forcing them to pay income tax and by other methods. After death, such demons are put into the hell known as Saramayadana. On that planet, there are 720 dogs with teeth as strong as thunderbolts. Under the orders of the agents of Yamaraj, these dogs voraciously devour such sinful people. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that in the age of Kali, everyone will be extremely disturbed by three kinds of tribulations: scarcity of rain, famine, and heavy taxation by the government. Because human beings are becoming more and more sinful, there will be a scarcity of rain, and naturally no food grains will be produced. On the plea of relieving the suffering caused by the ensuing famine, the government will impose heavy taxes, especially on the wealthy mercantile community. In this verse, the members of such a government are described as dasyu, thieves. Their main activities will be to plunder the wealth of the people. Whether a highway robber or a government thief, such a man will be punished in his next life by being thrown into the hell known as Saramayadana, where he will suffer greatly from the bites of ferocious dogs. Om Gyana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshura Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhar Shri Vasudi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the verse again, in this world, some persons are professional plunderers who set fire to others' houses or administer poison to them. Also, members of the royalty or government officials sometimes plunder mercantile men by forcing them to pay income tax and by other methods. After death, such demons are put into the hell known as Saramayadana. On that planet, there are 720 dogs with teeth as strong as thunderbolts. Under the orders of the agents of Yamaraj, these dogs voraciously devour such sinful people. So taking a broad view of where we are in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we're nearing the end of the fifth canto. And in the fifth canto, we got information about the structure of the universe. And it's not so important from the Bhagavatam's point of view exactly what distances are and things like that. The main thing is to understand where we as conscious selves, as spirit souls, as jivas, fit into the whole picture of things. Because the Bhagavatam universe is a consciousness-based universe. That's the main thing. The Bhagavatam universe is a place for the jiva souls to exist in places adjusted according to their level of consciousness. The whole material universe is a place for those in the conditioned state of consciousness. And according to the conditioning of a particular jiva, it gets a particular place within the Bhagavatam universe, Krishna's universe. So there are basically, you know, three levels to the material universe. They're described in the Vedas as the three worlds. There are also further subdivisions. It won't stay up, Archidu. If you turn it, it goes down. If you put it up, it goes down. We'll try again. Okay. So they're the heavenly, you know, material planets, they're the earthly material planets, and then they're the hellish material planets. And here we're getting a description of the hellish planets, and there are many of them. So this is actually the last chapter, but we're getting to the last chapters of the fifth canto. This is the last chapter. And it's ending with a warning about where it's possible for a conditioned soul to wind up in this universe, in the material universe. And we're getting some very severe warnings about where it's possible for a conditioned soul to go. And we, you know, we were perhaps once on our way to such destinations, but by the fortune, by some good fortune, we have, you know, encountered Srila Prabhupada's Krishna consciousness movement, and therefore we're being rescued from having to go to such destinations. Brahmande Brahmati Kon Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. And conditioned souls are wandering throughout the material universe, and they may be going up or they may be going down. Here we're being told what happens when they go down. And this process of going up and down in the material universe, taking different forms, different bodies on different planets, goes on and on and on until somehow, by good fortune, Bhagavan Jeev, the conditioned soul comes in contact with Krishna's representative, the pure devotee, the spiritual master, bona fide spiritual master. And by the mercy of Krishna and the Guru, one gets the seed of devotional service, Bhakti Lata Beej. And if one carefully cultivates that, then one can avoid these destinations. So here it's, in this verse, it's being particularly mentioned what happens to those who unjustly tax people. And this is a particular feature of the Kali Yuga, that government officials and other rulers, they unfairly and improperly tax people. In Vedic civilization, a pious king has a right to impose some taxes. But they are not meant to be heavy taxes, and they are meant to be for the welfare of the people. It's described in the Krishna book that, you know, proper government, it's like a cloud. It draws water from the ocean and then it distributes that water in needy places in the form of rain. So that's what a good government is meant to do. It's meant to take some reasonable tax from the people and distribute that tax money for the welfare of the people. It's not meant for the sense gratification of the government officials, the kings, or other rulers. But in, so according to this system, the kshatriyas, the rulers, were allowed to tax the vaishyas, the mercantile class, up to 25% of their income. That was like the maximum. And they weren't allowed to tax the brahmanas. And, you know, as far as other subordinate kshatriyas, they could also extract some taxes from them, in reasonable amounts and for proper purposes. But as Srila Prabhupada is mentioning here, in the Kali Yuga, what will happen is that the governments will increase the tax burden beyond what is reasonable, and they won't be using it for the welfare of the people, but they will be using it to enrich themselves. And for this, you know, they will be punished. And there are predictions in the 12th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam how this will go on, that gradually as the Kali Yuga proceeds, you know, the governments will become more and more exploitative and increase the tax burden unnecessarily on the people. And people are already, you know, beginning to feel this. There's already, you know, protest against, you know, the tax, the burdensome taxes that the governments in the Kali Yuga are imposing on people. But according to the predictions of Srimad Bhagavatam, it's not going to get any better. It's going to get worse as time goes on, until finally there'll be an incarnation of Krishna, Kalki, who will destroy these plunderers in the guise of government officials or royal orders. And then a new Satya Yuga, a new golden age, will begin. But we're just in the beginning of the Kali Yuga now. And there's actually an opportunity for the next 9,000 years or so, 9,500 years, to improve things. This is, you know, the golden age of Lord Chaitanya. And there's some opportunity to improve things for the next few thousand years. But then after that, the Kali Yuga will proceed in full strength. So does anybody have any questions about the verse or the purport today? Okay. So the down arrow. Okay. So recently I was in Europe, and one of the places I went was Latvia. And, you know, Latvia is that dark blue country in northeastern Europe there. It was part of the Soviet Union for a long time. But then after the Soviet Union broke up, it became an independent country and is now part of the European Union. About 60 or 70% of the people are Latvians, and about 30 or 35% of the people are Russian. So they still have some connection with Russia because they've got a big Russian population. Most of the people speak Russian. And it's famous for producing amber. You know, like amber is this semi-precious stone. It's solidified tree sap, but it's considered a, you know, nice semi-precious stone, and these Baltic countries are famous for it. It's got, the country has, you know, a nice seashore. This is the Baltic Sea at a place called Jurmala. And it's a little different than our beach because in the wintertime it freezes over. So it gets cold there in the wintertime. You can walk to Sweden if you want to. And there's a lot of forest in the country. It's a very beautiful country. And this is the capital, Riga. The whole country has about 2 million people, and the capital, Riga, has about 700,000 people. So the whole thing's like a neighborhood of L.A., you could say. But it's a very nice city, you know, kind of like your typical European city. But in the middle of the city is the Hare Krishna temple, which you see there. And you know, the devotees really had to fight for this little building. It was actually it's an old wooden building built in the old style, and it had burned down, so the devotees were able to get it. Didn't burn down completely, but the building had burned, so nobody was using it. So the devotees were able to get the building. It was very hard for them to do this. They got it, and then they reconstructed it, remodeled it, and made it into a nice temple. And like many ISKCON temples, just every square inch of it is being used. It's sort of like being on a ship, like a battleship, you know, tight quarters, where every little space is used very effectively for Srila Prabhupada's preaching mission in Latvia. These are some of the devotees in the temple there. And this is their temple room, which is very nice. Srila Prabhupada in the center, as in every ISKCON center. And they have little Gaur Nitai deities there. And they have a restaurant, a very presentable restaurant. And they call it Rama's. And they don't call it Govinda's, the temple president told me, because in the local language there, that word means poison the cows or something. So, at least that's what he told me, so they didn't. So they don't call it Govinda's, they call it Rama's. And you know, it's a very, you know, popular place, and they have a really nice selection of prasadam dishes, including pizza, which I noticed. Oops. And then right next to the restaurant, in the same building, they have a Food for Life center where they, you know, distribute prasadam. And they actually get financial support from the European Union to help their prasadam distribution program. And the temple president told me it's the biggest charity of this type in Latvia. You know, they actually do a lot of prasadam distribution. And it's more or less essential for them to do this kind of thing. This sort of prasadam distribution to needy people really helps them a lot with the government there, both the city government and the national government. So it's sort of essential for them to, for their functioning in the country, to be doing something like this. It's not just some extra thing that they do. It's very much an essential part of their whole presence in the country. And leading corporations in the country sponsor the prasadam distribution. And as I said, in addition, the European Union gives some support. And this is part of the Food for Life distribution center. They run the food distribution for the Food for Life program before the restaurant opens. You know, so they're not conflicting. And this is a separate kitchen they have for their Food for Life program. And then next to the restaurant, you know, they have this little boutique. It's not their whole gift shop. It's just a little thing they have right next to the restaurant, you know, where they have a lot of items. And of course, their regular preaching activities go on. They have book distribution, Harinam. They have festivals like Rath Yatra every year. And their main gift shop is called Hanuman's, you know, Hanuman's gift shop. And it's very respectable size compares to Govinda's gifts here. And, you know, they have a lot of items there. One thing that they do is they also sell food there. I mean, for, you know, their vegetarian congregation, they're able to come in there and buy their groceries and spices and things like that. So that's... And then in the temple, in addition to the main temple room, they also have a small lecture room, lecture hall, where they offer regular courses. And they get a lot of students coming from the university in Riga to take courses in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and things like that. So that's a regular part of their preaching, is offering courses to you know, the general public, young people, students. And they also have a room they use for offering yoga classes and having bhajans and things like that. And then there's a, you know, brahmachari library. And, you know, they have a guest room for, you know, visiting sannyasis. It's their temple bulletin board, some of the devotees. So that was a little glimpse of the Hare Krishna temple in Riga, part of Srila Prabhupada's International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So it's going on all over the world. Okay. So, yeah, I went there. I was invited there by a group of congregational devotees who have a project where they're offering classes and vegetarian cooking and yoga and offering lectures. So I was invited, you know, by this group of devotees to give some lectures about my work in science and Krishna consciousness. Some of my books are published in the Russian language, so the people there, many of them, most of them speak Russian or understand it. So I did that. It was a nice experience, you know, to see how, you know, Krishna consciousness is going on in that country. So any comments or questions? Swabas?
You know, I noticed in the shop they have a lot of different kind of pretty fast stuff. What are they just having?
I asked them, do you have people that go to India? And they said, yes, we get a lot of things from India. And you know, I didn't pursue, you know, all details, but I did notice they offered these food items too, you know, so their congregation can do their food shopping there, you know, pick up their vegetables and milk products and things like that. But they do have a lot of space there, and they do offer a lot of things. So they said they're following in the footsteps of Govinda's gifts in Los Angeles. They're, of course, Govinda's gifts is known all over the world as a very successful Krishna conscious project. So a lot of people follow in the footsteps. That's how things work in the Krishna consciousness movement. If you've got something that works, other people will follow. Anything else? Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Oh, the prasadam was really good. They gave me some of the restaurant prasadam. It was good.